brand new road. I might as well be walking as to drive this old fool. Almost every time I try to go and pass a truck, if I ain't going downhill, that I'm out of luck. And even if I get by, it's still a rugged risk. The way this old fool keep a hitting and a miss.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 37.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. We are the Multimedia Men. It is Sunday, June 15th. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Happy Father's Day especially to Susan. Papa Kamyab. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. I'm with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center in Dallas and the Angelica Film Blog.
Sure, close, but yes.
What did I say? Did I say Andrew?
It's just Angelica blog, but yes.
I said the Angelica Film Center in Dallas and the Angelica Film Blog.
It is, yeah.
Well, but
just,
there's no film. It's just Angelica Blog.
And the Angelica Blog. Doc. Fuck me, right?
Don't worry about it.
And we are with the lovely Susan Kamyab from This Chicks Flicks.
Yep.
.com,
yeah.
And Irving Community Television.
You know.
How are you feeling?
Feeling great.
You are good?
Naturally
good.
Fine.
All hydrated and everything,
yes.
Right?
Almost done with my water.
Any dates this weekend?
No.
Just for the dad for Father's Day.
Oh, yes, yes. That was no.
Because I know who you're thinking about. That's disgusting.
Those who will not be named.
Nope.
So you can find us on Facebook, our podcast. You can find us on our new Twitter account, Multimedia Pod, or you can find us on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast or Stitcher Radio. We are on all four platforms. Soon to be maybe Instagram and Vine. We might be making Vine soon. I don't know. Are you going to make a Keek one?
Sure.
Maybe. We should all sing this. So since it is Father's Day, it's a beautiful day outside, we are going to list our, in honor of our fathers, the best fathers and worst fathers in movie and TV history. So, who would like to start?
That's going to be really scattered, so I'm just thinking of this as
I would like to say one of the best TV dads ever is Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he is dumb and he has a quick temper, he always 100% of the time comes through.
Yeah.
And he literally works hard for his family.
Yeah.
And he's always there, even though his advice is ridiculous. Like, he does always come through. Homer Simpson's a great father.
Homer Simpson's a good
one.
Danny Tanner, Full House.
Go Bob Saget.
You also have Al Bundy.
Was that the worst or best?
Yes.
He just hates his life.
He just hates his life.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
One of the worst is from Gossip Girl. I don't remember his name now, but it's Dan Humphrey's, the Humphrey dad. He is just, we used to always make fun of him because he was like so irresponsible and like just a horrible dad.
Man. What about Michael Keaton from
Mr.
My
Mom?
Life or Mr. Mom?
Post-grad.
I think Mr. Mom would be great.
Mr. Mom, yeah. He's a great dad. That was excellent.
Oh, so
Michael Keaton, Mr. Mom.
There's
also, what about Worst Dad? Who's like the Worst Dad?
Well, you have Darth Vader for one.
I
think Jack Torrance from The Shining might
Yes,
be.
Jack
yeah,
Torrance from The Shining
yeah,
is probably the worst dad ever. I mean, his family did have it coming.
No, they did not. But it's okay, because he got his. He froze to death.
Dude, who's from?
That's me.
That's you?
A good, I just thought, oh, Ryan Reynolds and Definitely Maybe. He's a good dad there.
Did I see that movie?
I like Mr. Incredible. He's
a oh, that is
great
a good one.
Dad.
You know who's also a good dad, thinking of Pixar? Finding Nemo.
Marlin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
That's
he goes,
a good one.
He loses his son, but
he literally goes on adventure to find no matter what to protect him.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I don't know.
Oh, Liam Neeson, Taken. That
Do you feel protected? His family gets taken every movie.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but he...
He does find you.
He found it. He killed. He let nothing stop him. I'm going to go best dad right there.
What about Bruce Willis in Die Hard? Maybe? No?
I don't really concern him with dad, but yeah, I guess. Well, I think Professor Henry Jones...
Sean Connery.
Dad.
He's not a good dad, though. Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Do you think it...
No, I think he's a good dad.
Henry Jones Jr.
They weren't close or something, right? I haven't seen him a while.
We named the dog Indiana.
We're showing it next weekend for After Hours.
Sweet.
the dad in, whatever, 6 Feet Under to Brenda. Pretty shitty dad.
The Brenda's dad in 6 Feet Under?
I also,
they have a good relationship.
I also like
mother.
Big Daddy from Kick-Ass.
Oh, oh yeah, Big Daddy, Nick Cage, yeah.
Yeah.
Or even from his first movie, Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
He's been a good father most of
them. From Rollin' High.
I really like Family Man. Yeah, that was a good.
Family Man was good.
Family Man was good, actually. Wait, what about Adam Sandler and Big Daddy? And even though he wasn't technically the dad, right?
I liked him.
I liked
him. He's a good
father.
Dad. Yeah, absolutely.
His movies he's made now when he's a dad is not really.
The number one dad. Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire.
He went through great lengths to be with his kids. Yeah, he was good. This also could be really creepy, too.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what would Dexter be as a father? Is
he was a father.
Or, I know.
He was a great father.
Because he's a killer, too. So.
But he killed bad people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say good. I would say good.
I'd say good, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say worse for fucking Ted Mosby, because he's still pissing me off.
He's good.
No.
He's good!
He's good. He tells his kids, hey, so really, I didn't really always love your mother. I always harbored feelings for your Aunt Robin, who's a bitch.
Whoa, feelings.
I'm sorry, I'm still bitter about that ending.
Everybody's bitter about
that
ending.
Was like the worst build, like for all those years to be like excited and then just get that taken away from you.
Henry Jones Jr.
Jones.
I like that. What about the Godfather?
I think he'd be considered good. He took care of his family.
Who, Godfather?
Oh, yeah.
Or what about him in Superman? Jor-El.
Jor-El.
He sacrificed his entire planet for his son.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I guess he couldn't count as a... I mean, Peter Parker's uncle is not really
his
dad.
That's his dad, basically.
But it was basically his dad.
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah. So let's Jack Torrance for the worst dad.
Who's that?
That's Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
And the best dad is who?
I say Robin Williams.
Robin Williams or Homer Simpson?
Oh.
I do like Homer.
I do like Homer
too. I do want to mention Noah Cross from Chinatown. He's one of the worst dads ever.
That is very true.
Since he decided to rape his daughter and have a kid with her.
Oh, the dad from Joe.
Oh, the homeless guy?
Father, yeah.
Do you know his story, right?
No.
That was actually a homeless guy, and he died 2 weeks after he was found face down in a
drowning
like
puddle.
two inch
after
puddle.
After that movie,
or 2 weeks after they filmed.
Holy shit, that's so odd because he basically like that's how he died in the movie, kind of.
Yeah, and that he was a homeless person. Like,
he was a legit homeless person. He's a good actor.
He was an excellent actor.
I do like Phil Dunphy though for best.
Phil Dunphy is best. Oh man, he's so good.
Yeah.
Every time I watch that show, I'm like, that's totally like I would do that same thing.
He's a
all the magic and everything. Oh, he's so good.
There's so many TV dads.
There's so many TV dads. Yeah.
Think of them right now. Oh, if you guys watch the OC, but at
didn't
all.
Watch the OC.
I watched it, but
Sandy Cohen is a great father.
Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, Peter Gallagher. He takes Ryan off the street selflessly, and he's just a good dad.
What about Don Draper?
Dear sister.
From Mad Men.
No,
he's not. Or Ned Stark.
I would see him. You know, what about Tony Soprano?
Oh, Soprano's a... I think he's a terrible person and a terrible father. I literally think...
Father?
I think... Oh, yeah. I think he's a terrible father.
Okay.
He was a complete ass to both of his kids.
Boy Meets World dad. What? He's a great
dad. He is good. Clarissa Explains It All dad. Oh, fucking Winslow. Carl Winslow.
Yes.
Family Matters.
That is a great dad. That's
he is a good dad.
Duffy, step by step.
Yes, indeed. Oh, just go down to Nickelodeon.
Step by step.
Day by day. All right. Those are
a lot of dads.
Are a lot of dads. Let us know what fathers we could put to this list, or if we missed
any. So I'm saying best Phil Dunphy, worst Jack Torrance.
I'm down with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm down with
Happy
that.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Susan.
Thanks.